Now, we wasn't going to be doing this episode this soon into the podcast, but after everything that's happened with FTX, I think it's best that in today's episode, we talk about custodial, non-custodial wallets, what they are, and how you can use them. Now, before we begin talking about the differences between the different types of wallets that you can get on Web3 services, I think we should start talking about what a wallet is. Now, for those of you that don't know, there is a thing on Web3 called wallets. These allow you to interact with dApps, to sign contracts, smart contracts that allow you to interact with tokens and NFTs. They allow you to basically see your tokens and NFTs, swap tokens, buy tokens, sell tokens, and all that jazz, and then any yields that you earn and all that sort of thing on the internet. So that is a basic rundown of a wallet. So what is a custodial wallet? A custodial wallet is a wallet held by somebody else. You do not own the seed phrases for these wallets. These wallets are held normally on exchanges, centralized exchanges, CEX. These wallets basically only allow you to use your tokens and or NFTs within the platform that is created around that centralized exchange. The centralized exchange owns the tokens and NFTs that you put into it because they own the seed phrase for those wallets, or even if they don't have seed phrases, they own the wallets. So let's look at an example of what's happened recently. So we've had the saga with FTX and the exchange going down. And one of the reasons why it is very bad to keep your cryptocurrencies and non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and crypto in these particular wallets is because if something was to happen to these centralized exchanges, just like what's happened with FTX recently, they are able to basically stop you from being able to take your funds or your NFTs out of these wallets and keep them on the platform. What we've also found from FTX is that they are able to steal your funds to use for their own purposes on their platform, just to be able to take control of what they need to do and do it themselves. So a custodial wallet is, in my personal opinion, something that you should not be using. Okay, if you want to use a centralized exchange, pop over what you want to use, but then at the same time have a non-custodial wallet so that way you control the funds that you own and only put over what you can afford to lose. So if they do crash, you haven't lost much at all. Now, a non-custodial wallet is a wallet held by you. This is a wallet where you own the seed phrases relating to the wallet to get access. Now, there are different types of non-custodial wallets that allow you to connect to dApps, to trade cryptocurrencies, to use DEX, which are decentralized exchanges, to swap, buy, sell. And we're going to go into the most basic three. So the first type is a mobile / browser wallet. These are what we call hot wallets. These basically hold your seed phrase online. They're always connected to the internet. You are more likely to get hacked or scammed through these wallets, especially through phishing scams, because people tend to fall for them more than you think they would, especially being in Web3. The other thing with non-custodial wallets, you've got something called smart contract wallets. Now, these are a non-custodial wallet, but work in a slightly different way. So what happens is when you go to create one of these ones, you basically create a smart contract through a wallet that you already own that basically creates a second factor wallet that allows you to do things like have a few of your friends or family members all connected to this wallet. So if anything was to happen in the wallet, you all have to have an agreement, or at least a percentage of you have to have an agreement before a transaction is done in a wallet, like another smart contract, a cryptocurrency send, buy or sell, a buy of an NFT, sell, that sort of thing. The other good thing about them as well is they're very good at that. So let's say you have connected your MetaMask to this smart contract and you happen to lose the MetaMask associated with this smart contract wallet. Because you have a few friends or a few family members who you trust connected to that wallet, they have the ability to give you access back to the wallet, because what they can do is they can vote between themselves to remove the particular wallet that you have, that you've lost. Then once you've created a new wallet, you send them the new wallet address, and then they can agree to add you back to the wallet. So at that point, you would have to have a fourth or third wallet that all of you would own together, so you own the smart contract, so that so at least someone's owning the smart contract itself. Although once a smart contract's created, I don't think that matters anyway. And then the last one you can get, which are cold storage wallets. Now, there are many variations and things out there, but I'm going to tell you about the one that I've used, which is Ledger. Now, Ledger has a Ledger Nano S and a Ledger Nano, a Ledger Nano S Plus and a Ledger Nano X. Now, the Ledger Nano Plus, Ledger Nano S Plus is the, basically has the, they basically both have the same amount of information that can be stored on them. The difference being the S Plus doesn't have a battery and will not connect to your phone via Bluetooth. And the Ledger Nano X has a built-in battery and connects to your phone via Bluetooth. Now, the other good thing about a cold storage wallet is that your seed phrase is offline, which makes it less hackable, because your wallet is not always online more vulnerable to the people out there trying to hack wallets. The only way in which this one could be hacked is if you either gave up the seed phrase. Now, along with the seed phrase in wallets, especially non-custodial wallets, you get many different wallets you can make within it. So let's say that you were to create a Bitcoin wallet and you happen to put a cryptocurrency in there or a NFT in there and you interacted with it and that particular wallet is compromised, as long as your seed phrases aren't compromised, you can close that particular wallet down within your either hot storage wallet or cold storage wallet, and then basically it allows you to then open another wallet, transfer all the assets to that, and that new wallet is okay as long as the seed phrases haven't been compromised. Now, the only downside to having a non-custodial wallet is the fact that you are in control of your own funds. There is no intermediary like a bank or a decentralized exchange. So you have to be very, very careful what you do with your wallets. And with the amount of phishing attempts and smart contracts, vulnerabilities and all this sort of thing, you sort of need to learn your history and keep yourself safe. So that is the custodial versus non-custodial wallets. I hope this has helped you out. I hope you get to choose which ones you want. And if you want to go for a cold storage wallet, please use the link that will be in the description of this podcast episode. That would be highly appreciated because it will help me fund the podcast. Thank you for listening, and I shall see you in the next episode, guys. Goodbye for now.